Okay, today's daf is daf Lamed Gimel, and we're holding, right, we're holding on the bottom of Lamed Beis Lamed Beis.
What we proved yesterday was that we've got two psukim, and they indicate, by according to Rabbi Law, both by the case of the Eidim Zominim and by the case of a Chovo B'Chavero, that the halacha is that you're Mishalem Momon, and you're not Loka. Now, Ula went ahead and took those cases and established, based on the Tachat Asher Ina, which appears by the case of rape, and the Ayin Tachat Ayin, which appears by the case of Chovel, and he says that, therefore, we would do the same thing. We would do, if you have Momon, then even if you got Hatra'ah from Malkut, you're only going to get Momon. Doesn't Rabbi Yochanan agree? The simple solution would be to say that he doesn't hold of Tachat Tachat, because after all, if you don't have a Kabbalah of a Gzera Shava, so then you have no right to be Dorishit on your own. And that's what we usually say. What do you mean? Why? Because he doesn't learn Tachat Tachat. But Tosfos says the Gzera Shava of Tachat Tachat is found in so many places. We know that there's a Gzera Shava of Tachat Tachat. In a lot of other issues, those words are meant as a Gzera Shava. Therefore, we can't say he was never Makabal. But we find places where Rabbi Yochanan himself uses that Gzera Shava. So therefore, what is his reason not to apply it here? Says Rabbi Yochanan, because I can't agree. Rabbi Yochanan, my time alone, on the last line of Lamed Beis Lamed Beis, because I can't agree. Because if I agree, you just threw out a lav in the Torah. I don't understand. How can you be mevatel a lav? In kain bitalta ervata chotcha lo tigale. You're telling me that that lav, which has a component of malchus in it by definition, is suddenly to be ignored. How do you explain that? I don't understand. What kind of crazy argument is that? You just agreed by Chovo B'Chavero. Well, you say the same thing by Chovo B'Chavero. So Chovo B'Chavero Nam, you can say the same thing. Im Kain Bitalta Lo Yosef, Ben Yosef, say the same thing by Enim Zomimim. Enim Zomimim, Im Kain Bitalta V'Yayim Din HaKotar Asha. So what's the argument? I understand why that didn't bother you. Because obviously you're not being Mavato Olav because one particular case you didn't give the guy Malchus. There's other cases. I mean, what you said to yourself was, look, Enim Zomimim, I could be Makai made him Zomimim in a case of Ben Grusha, Ben Chalutza, right? The halacha over there is, Adam want to be made on somebody that he's a Kohen, he's a Ben Grusha, Ben Chalutza. Actually, he's a kosher Kohen. So the din over there is, well, what's the Kasher Zoma? Where's the Kasher Zoma? They're not even Kohenim. What are we going to do? Make them Kohenim and then make them Tzulim? What's the Kasher Zoma? So Gemara comes out over there, all that's left is Malchus. So, do we have a Malchus? We have a Malchus, thank you. Do we have to have a Malchus in every possible case? No. Didn't bother you. So that's the case, okay? Chovo b'chavero. How about, you yourself said, Gagon she'iko ha'kashen b'shava pruta. You're telling me in a case where there's no tashlumin that the court can collect, so then we're going to give the guy malchus. So you weren't mevata the lav, you're happy, you're not mevata the lav. Thank you very much, Rabbi Yochanan. And the case of rape, the only case you can come up with a chosu is a case of a rape, of a nara, that we're going to be mevata. We couldn't come up with cases where you're going to be b'kayim the lav. You could say exactly the same thing. Achoto nami, ikalakiyuma bi achoto bulgaret. How about she's a bulgaret? There's no din of kadas. Well, all the dinim that we said before, she agreed, so there was no other tashlumin. What's the problem? I understand. The problem to find a case where I'll be makayim the din of malchus on the lav of not taking your sister. What's the big deal? So what kind of argument is that? Well, I'm going to throw the lav out of the Torah. Of course you're not going to throw the lav out of the Torah. You'll apply it where it's applicable. In other cases, you won't apply it. Okay. The tachat asher ina is not a good application of tachat in this case, because it's not mufna. I'll tell you why it's not mufna. I need tachat asher ina to tell me the din that Abaye said. What was that? The Omer Abaye, Omer Akra, tachat asher ina. Hi, tachat asher ina. I want to make it very clear, says the Torah to you. It's not that we should say, the Torah has given a special dispensation in cases of rape. The tashlum for rape is 50 shekel. Straight out. Whatever, whoever, that's the penalty for rape. No, it's only tachat asher ina. But all the other penalties, which are dependent on the particular case, the nezek and the tsar and the boshet and the pagam, which depend very much on the particular circumstances and on the particular person and their personal circumstances, all of that is not addressed by the Chamishim Shekel at all. The Chamishim Shekel is uniquely the rape component, and that's all. But there's Bichlal, the Ika Boshet of Gam. I mean, you're still going to have to deal with the normal assault and battery issues. And if it hadn't said Tachat HaSherida, how would you know that? So don't tell me it's Mufna. It's not Mufna. That's an actual point. So wait a minute. So Ula, who wanted to use Tachat Tachat as a Gzereshava Mufna against all of our attacks, which we had some pretty good attacks, and why the two cases were unique, the case of Chovel B'Chavero, and he said, well, you can't attack me on this issue because I have a Gzereshava. Now it turns out he doesn't have a Gzereshava, because now it turns out that actually we have a non-Mufna Gzereshava. We need it for Abaye. What are we going to do about that? Oh, Ula says, I don't need it. I don't learn that from Tachat Asherina. I can derive that from somewhere else. You know how I know that? I know that Hamishib Shekel is not a blanket penalty for rape from Rav. Gomar Rav, Omar Kroth, the Torah says, V'natana isha shochev ima la'avi ha'na'ara hamishim kasef. Now, what are we talking about, ha'shochev ima? That's what we've been talking about the whole time. I mean, obviously, if we're talking about a rape, so then the guy who's the rapist, by definition, was shochevima. I have to keep beating a dead horse here. Why do I have to say aisha shochevima? Unless I'm stressing natan aisha shochevima for the hana'at shchiva, particularly and only for that. So the chavishim shekel covers only the isha shochevima. How about everything else? That's normal assault and battery, whatever he would have to pay under any other circumstances. He pays under these circumstances. Michlal, the ikaboshet ubegam. So since I know that from Rav, and I don't need a bias diuk from Tachat Asherina, so I have Tachat Asherina to be mufne for the gzera shava to the chovel. And now everything is very clear. Rabbi Eliezer Omer, Edim Zonomim, Mamona Mishalmi Milkalolaki. You know how I know that Edim Zonomim, not the way you learned it out, it's Bishum Delav Bnei Ataraninu. There's no way to give Malkut to the Edim Zalamim because you cannot give them Hatra'ah. And without Hatra'ah, there's no Malkus. I don't need a Pusik. We're all agreed that without Hatra'ah, you can't give Malkus, right? Okay. So I'm telling you, Edim Zalamim, you can't give Hatra'ah.
Never.
Omar Rav, of course you can't. It's a logistic impossibility. Teda. Where would the Torah insist that you would give Hatra'ah? Tell me exactly when you're going to warn. Okay? They're on their way into the court. Is that it? They're on their way into the court. And now somebody says to them, hey, don't go into the court to say false testimony. The din of hatra'ah, that has to be at the time that you're doing the thing that you're doing wrong. By the time they get into the court, now we weren't thinking about it. We forgot about that. Oh, yeah, you did mention something about that. The whole point of Hatra'ah is to satisfy us that there was full consciousness of the impact of what they're doing at the time that they're doing it. And if you can't show that, then you can't be Mechayev Malkus. So that's not going to work. What are we going to say? The two witnesses get up. So now we're going to cross-examine the witness. So the judges say to the witness, now listen here, don't you dare testify falsely because we're going to beat you up. You know what? The hell with you. I'm out of here. What am I going to get involved in this? Out he walks. What kind of crazy witness is going to listen to this?
In other words, they should say to everyone,
I'm doing you a favor. I'm coming up here. I'm telling you the testimony. You're not interested. You think I'm a liar. You're worried about my being a liar. Thank you very much. You know what? I don't remember anything. The whole thing just flew out of my head. Gee. So it'll simply not be made. We can't do that to witnesses. It's impossible to say that a court procedure is going to be b'chayev of somebody. We've got to tell him that we're going to give him Malkus as if we don't trust him as he's about to open his mouth. It's just too unreasonable.
To give it to everybody, to give it a common warning before.
Would you not walk out?
The truth, the full truth, and nothing but the truth.
Yeah, that's fine.
What you said can and will be held against.
And yeah, exactly.
Will be used against.
Yeah, exactly. You put the witnesses in the chair of the defendant, and they'll say, okay, you know,
I'm
not saying anything. I don't need this. Exactly. What do I need this for? I'm not getting anything out of it. So goodbye.
Is there any here who testify? Oh, these are liars.
A lot of things are true anyway.
I mean, true anyway.
All right, let's see. We're not to the bottom of this.
This is very weird.
Okay, it's very weird, and we're dochet in the end, so don't worry about it. Okay, are we going to be not people of Asof? What should we tell them after they said what they said? We say to them, now you better not be lying, because if you are, you're going to get beaten up. So if you want to change your mind, now's the time. It's too late. They can't change their mind anyway, right? Because, I mean, we have the Allah of giving Chikichimina Khosro Market. What good is it going to do to tell them this? So there'd be nothing they could do about it anyway. So therefore, there's nothing to do.
Why not tell it to them and then talk to
the
Dibur? They could say,
so S, Abaye, not S, attacks Abaye. What kind of crazy reasoning is this? I understand. Why can't we do it betol kedei dibur, where they're still able to change their mind? Or maskev or avachav or ravika, natru b'mikar. Look, before they walk into the court, you could tell them, okay? And then, v'nir mezbu remuze. And what we can do is, we can shake our finger at them.
Remember what we said?
Yeah. So what are they going to say? We didn't remember. We forgot. What are you talking about? You forgot. I was giving you the finger the whole time. You didn't forget anything. So
is that a
straw? That's a kosher asra. If I gave a kosher asra, the asra was kosher. It's just that they have a way out to be claiming that they forgot. But if they can't claim they forgot, so then I had that asra before. What's the asra is not my remezim.
What was the toch kedibur?
Toch kedei dibur means there's no problem of kiven shigur juven because they're magen.
But it's more than toch kedei dibur, the few words.
That's okay, that counts, because they can't talk if I'm talking.
There is no tannery in school.
I have actually. Right. No, though, I never did kindergarten.
Yeah.
Nah, that would be impossible. That's a big challenge.
10th grade is no different. The voices are deeper. Other than that, there's no difference.
Actually, my first job was 10th grade. So, Tainas now, that's one, but one Tainas, or the other Tainas, why don't we just do the Remes? So that can't be the reason. Honor Amar Abaye, Nenor Abaye said, the whole thing, La Milsi Di Amri, that's, the whole thing was a big mistake. Obviously, but the Hatra'ah is impossible to say that it's needed, theoretically. That's the problem here. The problem isn't logistics. Boy, was I crazy thinking I was trying to work out a logistical issue. It's not a logistical issue. It's basically a straight-out logical issue. Let's say that we would require Hatra'ah. If we require Hatra'ah, we violate Kasher Zana. Because what they wanted to do was punish somebody without giving him Hatra'ah, since he never did it. So how can we insist that, that they get the Hatra'ah and be Bekayim HaKasher Zaman? Mi'ika, after all, says Abaye. Isau Kedaitach, if you're going to try to tell me that we should look for a logistical way of giving Hatra'ah to Edim Zalimi, but they need Hatra'ah. And therefore what? What would you be saying? That Kilo Matrin Bahu, that if we don't give them Hatra'ah, Lo Katlin Lo, we're not going to be able to kill them, right? But that already doesn't make sense. Because Mi'ika Midi, the Inu Boi Koto Belo Hatra'ah, they themselves wanted to kill this guy without ever giving him Hatra'ah, since he never did the action. The Inu Bo Hatra'ah, they need the Hatra'ah in order for us to do to them what they were going to do to the other guy. That becomes now, it's paradoxical. And it's not what they wanted to do to the other guy. Habinan vasitim lo kasher zamam lasot lachiv v'leka. Matkif l'arav sama b'rei the Yirmiya. Not true. Not true. Because getting back to our good old standby of Ben Grusha Ben Chalutza, right? Now, in that case, there's no Kasher Zaman. So if there's no Kasher Zaman, so then you're back to the issue of requiring Hatra'ah. So as long as I don't have to be kind of Kasher Zaman, so then it makes sense to insist that there would be Hatra'ah. You're claiming that there's some logical impossibility of applying the din of Hatra'ah to Edim Zalimi. I see that that simply is not the case. So Mayata Ben Grusha Ben Chalutza de Lomika Kasher Zaman Komit Rabbi. We're over there. I do not give them Malkus because of Kasher Zaman, because they had nothing. They were never going to give him Malkus. They were just going to make him a Chalal. So according to this logic, Liboy Hatra'ah. Why would they not require Hatra'ah? No, that's not a problem. That's not a problem. Because for that, the Pasuk said specifically, Mishpat Echad Yelachem. It says that mishpat on an issue is supposed to be the same in, under any and all circumstances. If you're telling me that 99.9% of Edim Zomimim are logically out of the parsha of requiring Hatra'ah, it does not make sense that for the remaining small percentage of the case of the Ben Grusha Ben Chalutza, and specifically in that case, we would require Hatra'ah. It's just not reasonable. It's not mishpat echad. It has to be mishpat ha-shaveh l'kulchem. So it can be some Edim Zomimim require it, some Edim Zomimim don't require it. That's not logical. Rav Shisha b'rei de Ravidi, Omar, I'll bring you a raya that chovo b'chavero nami, mamona mishalem milkolo laki, I can be medayek it from the following. V'chi yinatsu anashim v'nakpu isha hara v'yatsu yiladeha. The case over there was, where it says, v'lo yi'ason, Anoshi, Anesh, and so on. And that's a case of Chabalah. But that case of Chabalah is talking about what? The Omer Rabbi Elazar. it's talking about matzut shebimita. We are talking about over here, not just a fight where you want to injure somebody. We're talking about a fight where you're trying to kill somebody. Because clearly, if imiye ason, that in that case, we kill him, it says. How could we kill him if the killing was an accident? We wouldn't kill him. So it must be that this is actually, we're talking about a real battle to the death over here. So we're talking about a matzut bimita.
Very wrong.
Huh?
The modern Hebrew of a son meaning accident is using the word.
A son means an accident? Where does a son mean
an
accident?
Not a son to know.
Tragedy.
The tragedy is the ason, not the tuna. The tuna is the accident. The ason is. So, dechtiv ima soniye, you know, tata nefesh tachad nefesh. So now let me ask you something. What are we talking about? If we're giving him nefesh tachad nefesh, did we give hatra'ah or did we not? Obviously, we gave hatra'ah. Otherwise, how could we give nefesh tachad nefesh? See, either lo atribe, am I mikta? Ela pshita, there's no choice but to say the atribe. We did give hatra'ah. We said, look, if you end up killing that guy, or killing someone, because in this case, maybe he was mechavin to the guy standing next to her, but he ends up hitting her, right? But that's okay. Because I'm a mitkaven lezeh, I'm a mitkaven laharoget et zeh, varaget chaveiro. So this man, the Omar, holds that he'd be chayev. And that's the whole meaning of ima soniyeh. So in that case, there must have been hatra'ah. Now, I'm taking for granted that a mutrala davar chamur havi mutrala davar akal. If I gave hatra'ah for mitah, so certainly that is good enough for a hatra'ah, that if he doesn't die, so then at least I'm going to have a hatra'ah, then at least I'm going to get malchus because of the penyosif la'achoto. And nonetheless, the Torah is saying that he should pay. If there's no ason, he should pay. Kasher yashitala. So we see that payment follows despite the fact that there was hatra'ah in cases of chovel b'chavero. There you go. You don't need anyone. That's why we were assuming all along, says Rabbi Lozer. That's why we're assuming all along. Now, that's a given. The case of Chovel B'Chaver is a given. I'm showing you why it's a given. Says Gemara, no, that doesn't follow. Because you made an assumption. Dilma Loni. Maybe that's not true. Maybe Mutra L'Davar Chamur is Mutra L'Davar Chamur. You can't say, I warned you're going to get killed. Well, did I kill anybody? So therefore, I'm not going to get killed. Ah, but you should have realized. I mean, after all, if you could have gotten killed, you're certainly going to get Malchus. Get out of here. I never thought of that. I had no idea. You know, I thought that's just part of normal human intercourse. You know, smack somebody in the nose if you don't like it. Maybe they'll tell me that it's us. I didn't say anything. So why would I assume such a thing? Huh?
Three Stooges School of Etiquette.
What do you mean Three Stooges School of Etiquette? Look out the back window. Right there. You see it every day, 100 times a day. I can't understand it, but you see it all the time. It's shocking. Kids are sitting there punching each other.
Yeah.
The rabbis aren't saying anything. Issudi arises. I understand it. Muktzah, they'd be yelling their heads off. It's muktzah. But it is the arises of a chi of malchus. You know, that's, you know, just normal behavior. Beats me. Okay. What?
Talk beats me.
Yeah.
Literally.
Yeah.
Beats me.
Unbelievable. So Maskevlo Ravashi, who says that that's the case? Mimai the mutrala davar chamur, Rabbi mutrala davar kal. Who said that just because you told him that he might be chayav misa, so therefore he's definitely going to be chayav malchus? Maybe not. Dilma lo havi. Maybe that's not true. And you know what? Even if you want to tell me, im timtzalomer havi, you're assuming that misa is worse than malchus. That's a big assumption. No. It's a big assumption because what you're talking about now is misa up front. In other words, somebody wants to kill somebody. He's mad. He may be willing to be Moser Nefesh to kill somebody. Okay, but he knows that if you sit and beat him, the point's going to come at which he says, I give up. I'm not going to kill him. And we know this from Mimai de Mita Chamura. If Lamaisa, we would have taken Hananiah, Mishael, Azariah, our great martyrs that represent Klal Yisrael's willingness to be Beisur Nefesh, rather than even a suffix of Avodah Zarah, the very, very rochok from real Avodah Zarah, if we would have kept beating them, they would have ultimately gone ahead, we would have tortured them, they would have gone ahead and they would have bowed down. It's not the same thing. It's the easiest thing in the world. Okay, I'm a martyr. Go jump into the flames. It's over. That's it. But now stand up to the pressure. Go ahead. That's a whole different thing. We don't see anywhere that they could have stood up to the pressure. So therefore, you're assuming that it's a given that Misa is worse. But that's not true. Because it's over and done with. But maybe Anachinami, maybe Malchus would be worse. So even if I'm willing to accept your assumption that Musla Dover Chomer is Musla Dover Kal, I'm not convinced which one is Chomer and which one is Kal over here. I don't get what's that have to do with it? What does that have to do with it? Over there, what you said was that eventually you could have beaten them enough that they would have given in. That's all that you're saying. That's not the case in a court. In a court, the malchus over here is ex post facto. So we know. We have arba'im yakenu. Whatever it is, but it's certainly not endless. So why? I mean, that's also done and over. It's not. I'm just gonna sit here and figure that no matter what happens, eventually they're gonna get me. So I as well give in now, you know, because they'll torture me to the point where I'll give in. But that's not true. In this case, there's a haka'a that has a kitzba. What does that have to do with haka'a she'in la kitzba? Okay, I guess we should stop at one point. Huh? We'll continue this. Let's worry once again about the overall structure of the perek to get back into place now that we've had such a wonderful yontov behind us. The perek introduced some very provocative issues because it raises a lot of questions about the various sets of other chiyuvim that might be involved in the rape of a particular woman. Maybe a chiyuv of a lav, maybe the chiyuv of an asay, maybe the chiyuv of karet, and the last thing we got to discuss is what about the chiyuv of malkot? So when it came to the original questions, before we got to the Malkut, everything was pretty smooth. Basically, we discovered that our Mishnah is the subject of a great deal of controversy, and that there is, first of all, the biggest controversy is over the Chiyuv of Karet, because according to the Chiyuv ben Akana, we've got to cut out all of the issues that would lead to Karet, because according to him, there's a din of Komle b'Rabbi Bineya, therefore we would not be able to say that you would be chayav a knas in cases where the victim of the rape was a chiyav karet anyway. So we had to cut that out. Then we had the question about whether even the dinim of, besides the kavli ben rabbi b'nei issues, which is why our Tana didn't list, of course, yuveg mita, because everybody agrees to that. But besides that, there was the question of the similarity of the dinim of knas to valoti aliyisha, which meant that he would not only have to pay a knas, but he only pays a knas in the context of cases where he would be able to either have kiddushin, according to one man yomar, or be allowed to maintain such a marriage, according to another man yomar. The nafkamina between those two subtle variations is very small, perhaps as small as the difference between a bu'ula to a kohen gadol. A kohen gadol had raped someone. Maybe chiyuv asay, but in any event, the Mishnah certainly excludes the Tana that requires Shimon Atimni, that requires Havaya, and excludes, because Karet is no Havaya, we have a whole section on Karet, excludes also Rav Shimon ben Manasseh, who talks about the need to be able to be Mekayim, that's out of the question, excludes Rav Nachman ben Akona, who holds that there's a din of Chayvei Karet, Shogech of Chayvei Karet, of Kamlai ben Rav Aminei. And we got on finally to the last issue, what about the Chiyev of Malkot? And we were basically contrasting the Mishnah in Mesechet Makot, where the Mishnah over there says the following cases, your Chiyev Malkot, and it lists all of the cases in our Mishnah, because obviously any Karet Shigat Hatra'ah is also a Chiyev of Malkot. Everybody agrees that it's Malkot. Forget about Rav Nachman ben Akona. So the Gemara asked, but I thought that there's a halacha of Bichtei Rishato. You're only Mechayev a person once. I can't be Mechayev both Malkus and Mis and Momon. How is it that in our Mishnah it says you pay Knas, and in that Mishnah it says you get Malkus? You can't have both of them. We had first two Tirutzim, depending on whether you hold that in cases of Malkus and Momon, you go for the Momon, or whether in cases of Malkus and Momon, you go for the Malkus. We had two possibilities. Either the case in But the way you understood it, the case in Mesechet Makot was referring to where there was no Momon. We'd be talking about a Bogeret, or a case where she was Mochelet because she was a Mitpatel, there was no father, whatever the issue is. So we've got plenty of possibilities that allow for cases of Makot, and the cases of our Mishnah, where there's no Makot, was there were the Dinim of Tashlumin, which comes first.
It turned out that Ula learned out that, well, before he got to Ula, then we had the other approach of Rabbi Yochanan. Rabbi Yochanan took the other approach, which is, no. If you've got a case of Makot, there's no Knas. And therefore, he says that the given case is the case in Masechet Makot, where there's a Din of Malkut, where you got Hatra'ah. Our mission has got to be talking about where there was no Hatra'ah on the Malkut, and therefore there's no problem of Ein Lokin or Mishalmin. So it would be Mishalmin, very opposite approaches. It turned out that Rabbi Yochanan and Ula, both of them had to deal with two fundamental cases that are given, which are Edim Zomimim and the case of Chovel B'Chaviro. In those particular cases, we had a special halacha. La Capitan is returned. We had a special halacha that the Torah says specifically that you pay in those cases. And you don't get the Malkot. And where we knew that from is also the subject of constant controversy, which I'll review in a moment. But given that that's the halacha, it boiled down to the issue of whether that is the normative halacha or not. So the question is, according to Ula, we applied the Gezeira Shava, the famous Gezeira Shava of Tachat Tachat. In this particular case, the application of the Gezeira Shava was based on the words of Tachat Asher Ima, together with the Tachat that appears by Chovel B'Chavero, the Nefesh Tachat Nefesh, and Tachat Ayin, and so on. And we learned out that Chovel B'Chavero becomes now the definitive case and talks to us also about the case of Tachat Asher Ima, which is rape, and that explains my approach here, says Ula. Rabbi Yochanan, on the other hand, it turned out, although of course he holds the Gezeira Shava of Tachat Tachat, but this particular Tachat can't be included in the Gezeira Shava because it's not freed up. Why is it not freed up? He needs it to tell us the Din of Abaye, Tachat Asher Ima, that Knas is only Knas for the Inui, it's only for the rape, not for the assault and battery. You have to pay all of the Chiyuvim of assault and battery besides the specific component of rape. And that was something that Ula said, I don't need Tachat to tell me that. I learned it out of Rava, HaShokhevima, HaNa'at Shchiva, and that's what it boiled down to. Limachlok. So there we also had these sub-questions in the midst of all of this of how exactly are we so certain that the Din of Chovel B'Chavero is a case where you're going to be Mishalim and not get Malkus? And how do we know that that's the case of Edim Zomim? We had the whole question of Edim Zomim. Well, the uniqueness about Edim Zomim, that there's no Din of Hatra'ah, and so on. And the last thing that we learned was that Rabba was trying to claim, well, for sure there can't be Hatra'ah. Where the heck would you be able to give Hatra'ah? When we showed that that wasn't true, there'd be all kinds of tricks we could use to give Hatra'ah without discouraging the Edut. And that actually the issue over here was the problem of Kasher Zaman. They wanted to kill somebody without Hatra'ah. If we'd have to give them Hatra'ah, then we wouldn't be Mekayim Kasher Zaman because it wouldn't really be precisely poetic justice. It has to be poetic justice. That means that there's no Hatra'ah. Okay, now that I think was basically the last thing. And then we went on to a new approach, according to Rishisha Breda Ravidi. This is something of a tangential question, to go back to show us for sure that Chovel B'Chavero has got to be Momon and not Malkus, because of his understanding of the case. The case is that it says, one of the famous cases of Chavala, where you accidentally destroy the fetus of a pregnant woman. So over there, it talks about him, lo yason, and therefore the guy won't get shot, won't get killed in Beis Din for doing what he did, then he's going to have to pay. And obviously, the only way he could have been chayiv in Beis Din is if he had also gotten Hatra'ah. And yet, if the woman doesn't die, he is going to have to pay. So you see that despite the fact that there was Hatra'ah for his act, which undoubtedly would include also the Hatra'ah for hurting somebody, and there's two different lavim involved, there's murder, okay, but there was no murder in this case. But we warned him, don't shoot, you may kill, and then you'll be chayiv misa. So we figured, I mean, if by the same token, if he's going to wound somebody, in this case, hurt the woman or hurt the blood eyes, he's going to be chayiv for the Chavalah Malka. Nonetheless, Torah says beferish, pay. So you see from there, even though there was Hatra'ah, the Torah beferish says you're supposed to pay and not get malchus. But of course, that was based on two issues. It was based on the assumption that if you had a Hatra'ah, don't murder, it says over there, we're going to kill you, so you must have had Hatra'ah, so don't murder must include also, and don't hurt anybody because you get malchus, which is called mutrala davar hachamur, automatically mutrala davar hakal. That assumption, the Gemara question, maybe that's not true. And even if it would be true, how do we know which one is considered to be chamur, which one is considered to be kal, at least in the eyes of the person who's getting the Hatra'ah, being, as we said, that Hanani Mishael V'Azariah would not have stood up to torture. And Malkus is torture. Whereas Misa is swift and finished. So maybe you could stand up to one and not the other, in which case maybe Hatra'ah one another is indeed more chamur in the eyes of the person So we didn't have much of a raya from there, although we did point out a couple of interesting things. Number one, obviously, that wasn't a real Avodah Zarah, the statue, because that they were worshiping, because, I mean, it would be rather impolite of us to suggest that Hanani Mishova Zaya wouldn't have been willing to do what Rabbi Akiva did, and despite torture, not bow down. So as I mentioned before, Tosis explains it wasn't really an Avodah Zarah. They were going with Nimishurat Adin. It was just a symbol of the Malchut of Bavel and so on. But they felt it had religious overtones. They were making nationalism a religion also. It happens in places. And because of that, they didn't want to bow down to it. But therefore, we understand there would be no reason for them to go and to suffer torture for it. That's why we have a right to say Il Mole. But in any event, we didn't. The whole thing was a little bit weird because, I mean, first of all, that's a lot of assumptions. And who's to say that that's besides which, who's to say even that our questions are true? I mean, there's a difference between endless torture and our Bayi Akenu and Beit Din. We left that hanging. That's where we were up to. So we still have this one general area, because we haven't finished it. There may be another entirely different approach to the question of the Malkut and Mamon issue. But so far we've looked at these two approaches, Ula, Rabbi Yochanan, and while we were looking at Ula Rabbi Yochanan as to where we would go, would we go for Mamon or Malkut, but we've agreed we definitely can't have both, we got involved in it. How do we know what the din is by Chobo Chavero and by Yidim Zomimim? How do we know that we'd be Mishali? So, okay, we just were Docha 1, and we've got one more round to go. And that is on Daf Lamed Gimel Amud Beis, is where we were up to. Ela Amar Rabbi Yaakov Min Arpa Kod Mishpeh Rava Mihocha. I will prove to you that despite the fact that you were clearly warned and there's a hatra'an, in this case you're going to be punished with Malkut, nonetheless you are going to pay. Because it says, Im Yakum V'italeh B'chutz Al Mish'anto V'nika HaMakeh Rak Shifto Yitin V'rapo Yirapeh. Now I ask you, what is that supposed to mean? Somebody hurts someone, shoots somebody. The guy goes after some period of recuperation, he goes and he's now cured. And he's walking around outside like every other person. Well, says the Torah, in that case, then the person who shot him is not going to be killed, but he's going to have to pay for the Shevet and the Ripui and so on, right? Now, ask the Gemara, this is a famous drasha. I mean, obviously, what does the Torah think? We're idiots. This guy, the guy shot someone, the person recovered. So what, for attempted murder, we're going to kill him? I mean, why do we need a pasuk? Why would we think for attempted murder to kill somebody? Where would we have such a thing on? So in that case, the chiddush of the pasuk is, Ela melamed shechof shimoto, there must be here a raya that we have jails. That we take the attempt at murder as the possible murder, because the guy may in fact die in intensive care. So meanwhile, we are meant to lock up the perpetrator, and then imit, if the guy ends up dying from his wounds, katlin away. So then he will be killed in Beit Din. V'ilomi chifto yitun v'rapo yirate. So the chiddush of the pasuk is only that we need to take precautions against losing a perpetrator, and we have to put him in jail in case it turns out that he's got it. Now, I ask you, says Rabbi Yaakov ben Har Pekod, claiming that this was Rava's approach as opposed to the previous approach. I ask you, Hechidami, what's the case? Idolo Atrebe, did this attempt at murder, did it not have Hatra'ah? So what are we putting in jail for to kill him? I mean, he wouldn't get Bechayimis anyway. Am I Mikto? He never got Hatra'ah. Elapshita the Atrebe. It must be that we did give him Hatra'ah. So the Pasuk is saying, if the victim recovers, then he only has to pay the medical bills and so on and so forth. Aha! Now, I'm assuming, says Rabbi Yaakov ben Arpakod, I'm assuming mitra ledavar chamur, mutra ledavar akal, if he was warned enough to be killed in the case the victim dies, he certainly was warned enough to get malchus in the case the victim doesn't die, and nonetheless the terrorist said, well, if the victim doesn't die, shifto yitain v'rapo yirapeh. What happened to the malchus? You see from here that you pay, and you don't get the malchus. If there's a problem getting malchus, so it's fine. Can they be shut up? But the Torah is saying, which thing you do get, you got to pay. And again, with this new approach, we have the same questions we had on the old approach. In this version, Matkila Ravashi, first of all, who's to say you're right? Who said that that's true? Dilma Lavi, perhaps he's not considered to be Mutra. Maybe Hatra'a. I mean, Hatra'a, after all, is an amazing Kiddush. That the Torah insists that the person be fully aware of the consequences that he's doing, and so on. We don't say, well, everybody knows you're not supposed to murder. That's not the point. You have to know this is what you're being over, this is what you're going to be chayiv, and you have to acknowledge the fact that you know it. Astounding. I mean, basically, it's impossible to kill anybody in business. Who the heck is stupid enough to say that? So, okay, so once that's true, I mean, how do we know that that isn't the gzeirat ha-katuv? That it has to be very specific. You got to tell him exactly what it is that he's going to be doing, and exactly what it is that he's going to be over, and exactly what he is. He's going to be chayiv. You can't say, well, I've warned you, you're going to die. I mean, if you're ready to die to do it, you're certainly ready to get malchus. That's irrelevant. Tosha says, don't say, by the way, don't say that it's because maybe that's not true. It's maybe the guy is ready to bring the house down on his head like Samson was, but he's not ready to be tortured by malchus. That's not the point. Tosha proves it's not the point from elsewhere. The point is that it may well be simply a gzeirat ha-katuv, and you need to have the precise definition of what it is that you're doing. So therefore, who's to say, I don't know that you're right about your assumption. And by the way, even if you are right, how do I know necessarily that mitah, when it comes to hatra, is more chamor than malchut, as we spoke about earlier? Dilma malchut chamor. Who says, mimayda mitah chamura? Who says that in the eyes of the person who's ready to jump? I mean, maybe malchus would actually be more of a deterrent than misa with you. The Omar Rav, as Rav said in Mulling Abdullah Hanani Mishov Azaria, Pochula Talma, they would have bowed down to that not quite idol. Omerle Ripsama Breda Ravas, a torch. Omerle Ripsama Breda Ravas and Ravashi, or some say it was Ripsama Breda Ravashi himself or Ravashi. What in the world is the what does that have to do with it? That's torture. This is not what you say. A court tortures. The court doesn't torture somebody. They give them lashes. But it's a particular amount, and that's it. I mean, that's one of the most effective elements of torture, is that the victim of the torture knows there's no end to it. It's just going to keep getting worse and worse unless he gives in. So he figures, let me give in early. But if he knows that he can hold out to a particular point and then be free of the pressure, he'll hold out. Maskel or Amori. Ramari says, the whole riot doesn't even make sense. You're telling me we put him into jail because we're going to kill him. Who says we put him into jail because we're going to kill him? Maybe we put him into jail because he's chayev golus. Maybe the whole thing was b'shoge. And we just don't want him to escape the galut that we're going to be sending him to. So who says we might have been mazed when it says v'nika hamakeh, means we will not kill him in court. Maybe it means dilba b'shoge. And v'nika hamakeh means he doesn't have to go into galut. And that's why he's paying. Kasha, that really is a problem. So we may have to go back to our old approaches of how we know the din of Eidim Zolomim and how we know the din of Lichovo B'chavero, which was basically Rabbi Law, the first approach that we took. That's very much a tangential question to our sugya. But we're left basically with a willingness, according to Rabbi Yochanan and according to Ula, to entertain that our Mishnah that talks about cases of Malkus is not a deep problem with the Mishnah in Malkus that says that you can... you're going to be high in Malkus, and with the brush of Ketevi Shatot, that you get only one and not the other. And either we explain it away the way Ula does, that if you've got a Chiev of Mammon, that's always going to come first. The Mishnah in Malkus is talking about when there's no Chiev of Mammon, or we're going to explain it away like Rabbi Yochanan. If you got a Chiev of Malkus, that comes first, and the Mishnah is talking about here where there was no Hatra'ah. We'll leave it for Elohim Hagolim. Reish Lakish Amar. Reish Lakish, now going back to the original question, which because of our wonderful review is now fresh in your minds, Reish Lakish says about that original question that you asked about the contradiction between the Mishnah in Malkus that says you get Malkus and the Mishnah here that says you get Mammon, these approaches are all wrong. Our Mishnah is not only not going Aliyah B'Rav Chunya Ben Hakana, it's not only not going Aliyah B'Rav Shimon Abtimni, it's not only not going like Rav Shimon Ben Atzia, it's not going like the Rabbanan in Masechet Makot. It's going Aliyah B'Rav Rabbi Meir. Rabbi Meir said, you get both Malkus and Tashlumim in the case of Ben Gruja Ben Chalutz, it's Lo Hashema, maybe Yaladei Malkot, maybe Yaladei Tashlumim. Hey, Rabbi Meir, what about the fact that you can't get both? Doesn't bother me. As long as there's two separate Chiyuv and two separate Sukkim, no, so what's the problem? Give the guy Malkus. Who's talking about the problem? Give the guy Malkus and let him pay the knas. And therefore, our Mishnah is going Aliyah B'Rav Rabbi Meir, says Reish Lakish. I argue fundamentally on Rabbi Yochanan and on Ula. We don't have to fit our Mishnah into that Mishnah. Our Mishnah is going Aliyah B'Rav Rabbi Meir, who holds you get both Malkus and Tashlumim, and there's no problem. Wait, so does that mean that according to Rabbi Meir, there's no din of Komlei B'Rav Minei, essentially? I mean, if that's the case, according to Rabbi Meir, we could have had yet another clause in our Mishnah that lists all of the Na'arot that you'd be chayav misa. And we'd say, okay, the Mishnah's not coming to talk about the fact that we'll kill the guy, let him pay first. So why can't it be talking about that he raped his daughter? Why doesn't it talk about that he raped his sister? He could be chayav misa. And then, but the Mishnah says beferish that in those cases you'd be patur from knas. If you're claiming it's going a libra be mayor, so then it would be cases even of a chiyav visa. I feel a bit onam. Don't try to tell me. I know what you're going to say. Mendel, you were thinking it. Maybe you're going to try to say that according to Rebbe Meir, look, I'm willing to say loko mishalim. That yes, that eatlet. But meitu mishalim, there for sure doesn't come lebe to rabbi minay. That letle. Is that so, huh? You think you got it all down pat? Hello? You're telling me that Rebbe Meir does not hold that a person would have to pay a knas in cases even where it's chayav misa? How about the braita that says, Matanya, ganav v'tavach b'shabbat, ganav v'tavach la'avodat kochavim. A guy steals, and then he does the shechita. Of course, we have a special halacha of arba'av v'chamisha, of the tzon and the shor. And he does this on Shabbos. Now, when you shecht on Shabbos, you're doing something to chayav misa. Or he does a gneva, and then he does a tvicha for Avodah Zorah. Now, by shechting for Avodah Zorah, shechting for Avodah Zorah, he's chayav misa also. Or if he steals a shor haniskal, and he shechts the shor haniskal, nonetheless, he would pay tashlumei arba'a v'chamisha divrei Rebbe Meir, v'chachamim potrim. V'chachamim say, why would you be chayav in those cases? In the first two cases, you're chayav visa if you did it. I mean, in the last case, I mean, it's not worth anything. What's the, doesn't belong to the guy. So doesn't that show that according to Rebbe Meir, even though it's Shabbos, and you did a chilul Shabbos, you're going to be chayav misa for chilul Shabbos, that nonetheless, you're going to pay?
It's even when it's not simultaneous.
No, it is simultaneous. How can it not be simultaneous? It's Shabbos, and you shechted it. You shechted it. So that's a point at which it's a tikkun. The Gemara is going to talk about the question of the two simonim legabe avodas kochavim, but until then, it's time to calculate. Okay, the truth is, I mean, the Gemara there relates to issues of Yeshua and Shechita B'tchila V'atzof and things like that, but here we're not going to worry about it. Omer of Yaakov, Omer of Yochanan, says the Gemara, no, that's not because of Kamla B'Rav. There, Rabbi Yaakov, Aitmar Alam, Rabbi Yaakov, Omer of Yochanan, some say it was Rabbi Yirmi, Omer Ish Lakish. Actually, Rabbi Avin and Rabbi Law, the whole Chabura said it was Rabbi Yochanan who said it. That the case is that over there, he appointed someone else to do the Shechita. So therefore, he is chayev because he was ganav u'machar, I mean ganav u'tavach, and let the shliach be killed. You know, I don't want to do the dirty work myself. So he was toveach hayadei acher. What do you mean? V'chizecho tevez emit chayev. I thought ain't shliach l'dvar avera. You're going to make the guy do the shchita, and then you're going to be the one who pays the arba'a v'chamisha. You take out a contract on somebody, you blame the guy who took the contract, not the guy who paid for the contract, right? Apparently, ain't shliach l'dvar avera. Not my business. It's your business. I just pay.
Mm-hmm. It's a different crime. Conspiracy, not murder.
Yeah, that's true. Omar, Rava, Omarach. When it says Rava, this case is different. In a case of Tvicha and Bechira, of something that you stole, the Torah specifically says that Yesh Liach Lidvar Aver. I'll prove it to you, because look, it says Utefacho o Mecharo. You got two options. Now, I'd like to see you sell that stolen animal to yourself. Sell it to yourself. I thought to myself, that's a problem. Okay, but so then, ain't shliach l'dvar avera. I mean, the guy who's paying for it, but now, how exactly are you going to be chayav for the other guy's buying it? So obviously, if by definition, matvich michiraya de'akher avtvichaya de'akher, if the Torah is ready to accept somebody else's cash as your avera, so it'll accept somebody else's shchita as your avera. If you order the shchita, the same thing as you're ordering the sale. But I can't do it unless somebody makes it happen. I can't sell something to myself. I can only sell if somebody's willing to complete the kinyan. No, only if you buy that red sports car that I keep talking to you about. Only then are you chayav avodah chamisha. Only if you buy that. That's irrelevant. The Torah is telling me how can I be chayav for the sale or the shechita. I can only be chayiv if somebody else buys it. Which means I can also be chayiv if somebody else shechts it, as long as I'm the one who made that happen. When you buy from me, I made it happen that you bought from me because I sold to you. Nonetheless, I need your purchase in order to be able to complete a kinyan called a sale. I can't do a sale without you. So that means that another person's action can be used for my chayiv. Devei Rabbi Yishmael Tana, he says, well, I don't know, I think the president is right. I mean, I'd say, my part in the sale was my part. But it does say, O, Micharo. We need a lashon of O. Oh, is Lerabot the Tashliach? Either you or him. The Vechizkiah says, it says, Tachat. Why does it say Tachat Ashor? Tachat Asek. It's a Bishor, Biseth. Tachat is Maraba even a Shliach. But in any event, we have three possible reasons to say Yesh Shliach L'Dvar Aver when it comes to Tvichl Mechir, to be Bechayev Arba V'Chamisha. And therefore, the case that Rabbi Yishmael said, that Rabbi Meir said, that you would be chayev even though it's Shabbos. It's talking about, well, you didn't do the Chil Shabbos, but if you did the Chil Shabbos, of course, Rabbi Meir would have agreed that, which is why Rabbi Meir is the author of a Mishnah that excludes cases of Misa, like the rape of a daughter, from the Chiyav of Knas, but includes cases of Malkus and Mammon in Chiyav of Knas, because that's Rabbi Meir Shita, lo Hashem maybe Yaladei Mammon, the Tashlumim is maybe Yaladei Malkot, correct? So everything works out just fine. No, it doesn't work out just fine. This makes no sense. You're telling me that if the guy himself would have done something, that's what you're claiming, if the guy himself would have done the shkita, then he would have been potter. But he's chayev because he asked somebody else to do it. That's crazy. How can you be more, I mean, how can you now be mechayev? How can the shliach make you more chayev than if you yourself would do it? Ah, says the Gemara. That's the whole point now, isn't it? Iu lav mishum de lo mechayev. The tour of Kamlei v'Rabim, and as we discussed in cases, with, I think it was Abba who raised the issue, how could we say that a person loses his money because somebody else also did a chait at the same time as Chayev and Malkus or Misa? It's outrageous. It's unfair. So the Enochinami, then of course it's that you're chayev the money. The only thing is that the Besdin doesn't interfere to collect it. But the chiyev is there. It's not that you're not chayev. Here also, Tosis points out, even though here it's a knas, you might think it's different when it comes to knas, because knas is inherently a criminal issue, not a civil issue. You may think that there is no, in this case, no chiyev, and that's why he's asking, is if Bezdin doesn't get involved, where does the knas come from? Nonetheless, in this case, there is a chiyev of knas. It's just that we don't collect it. Mishum dekom leben rabim in it. Okay. So, and then you're telling me that Rabbi Meir is talking about a case where somebody else does it. So why the heck did the Rabbanan say you're not chayev? I don't understand. I mean, it's not reasonable they're arguing about whether Yesh Shliach L'Dvar Aveira by Tvichl Mechira. We've got three possible explanations, and I never saw that it was about locus between Rabbi Meir and the Rabbanan about that issue. So why then are the Rabbanan arguing? I thought, originally, that it's because Rabbi Meir, the same way he holds Malkus and Lokan and Meshalman, he holds also Meis and Meshalman. Now you're telling me not. So what's the case is a case where you're not chayav misa. So why are you going to Rabbanan and you potter? I don't get it. My time, I had the Rabbanan the patriarch. Ah, that's because you don't know who the Chachomim are in this case. Man Chachomim Rabbi Shimon.